Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
Was that a gunshot?
It sounded like a gunshot.
So real quick, change in the lineup today. We were supposed to have Tommy Z-Man from Cro-Mag Nation on today, and he wussed out.
Nice.
He said it's because he's a Polack and he forgot what day it was,
oh.
But we'll discuss that with him when he's on the show next week. Late breaking news, last minute, we got Scott Bach on to do the show to discuss some big groundbreaking right-to-carry decisions in the country.
You're all
that
excited
have
about
affected
this.
Well, here's what else I'm affected about. Here's what I'm pissed off about. That friggin' midget, Mr. Potato Head, Senator Che Menendez, and our State Department. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, when are we going to effing wake up? Josh Shager, you said I'm not loud enough. How about now, Josh?
Boy.
Am I loud enough?
Yes,
Menendez
you are.
Employs an illegal alien friggin' pedophile on his staff, and the State Department and ICE keep it under wraps until after Menendez's election.
Wait a minute. You're surprised at this?
People,
this is
if you don't
Jersey.
Live in New Jersey, wake up. This is our government being stripped from us. This is our government being stripped from us one bit at a time. Do you understand? They're going to hold sensitive information like that. Keep the pedophile on the streets for 2 more months. Okay? So that it doesn't affect Che Menendez's re-election campaign. Wake up, people. Wake up.
Well, all of a sudden, you're surprised at this. This is New
Jersey. No, I'm not surprised at it. I'm just getting tired of it. The problem is people don't understand that.
We keep
that.
Voting them in, Ann.
Okay.
We warned about this for how long? Right, Scott?
That's right.
We've warned about this.
Flipping the channels
you
the other day.
Get the government you vote for.
You better wake your friends and family up. I'm flipping the channels the other night. MSNBC, after the Seattle mall shooting, has a gun debate on. They have two people on who were both anti-gun.
Oh.
Doesn't a debate
so they were
constitute
debating each other?
Having someone who has the pro-gun stance, Scott? Wouldn't a debate to be have both sides?
Well, if you want to win the debate, it's called controlled opposition.
Yeah.
And if you can, if,
that's what
if,
it was.
If we want to have just regular gun control or extreme gun control, that's called controlled opposition, Anthony.
Well, and, that's what we had, controlled opposition.
Well, that's what we have in this country, so get used to it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Scott, before we get into the Illinois decision, I've had some requests. We're going to have you back on the show. Governor Chris Krispy Kreme is going to nominate a couple of New Jersey Supreme Court justices.
Well, this is the second set of nominees. His first set,
right?
Well, he attempted to create the appearance of diversity, shall we say? Uh-huh.
Yeah, by nominating a black midget, half Asian, one arm, one leg, one eyed, Swahili speaking
okay,
Irish national, so that we would appeal to everyone. Oh, and they were in the middle of their transgender surgery.
Good thing this is not terrestrial radio.
Okay.
The FCC would have the plug
because,
in their
because
hand
we don't
right
nominate
now.
People on their level of intelligence and accomplishments.
No,
we nominate them because
again,
they have an eye patch.
He's amazed, and I'm amazed that he's amazed.
No, I'm not. It's just I'm getting to the boiling point now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what
uh-huh.
to do anymore.
Well,
okay?
Move.
We have 300,000
do
people
like
download this show every week. Let another 3 people listen to it. Let's get it up to a million.
Yeah,
let's start a groundswell. I will be the lightning rod for all of you people.
Yes,
I'll take one for the team, okay?
No, you really do. And it's a very important point that you just brought up. Now with the election the way it is and the results of the election, we're all stunned, but we can't be stunned now. We have to move on past that. We have to start looking toward the future. And the only way to do that is with huge numbers. That's the only thing these people understand is numbers. So we have to get everybody listening. So if you're listening to this show, we've got almost 1 million of you, just shy of 1 million of you right now listening. If you could each just reach out and touch 2 more people and get them listening to this show. We will have the kinds of numbers we need to start making a big deal about this.
Well, I'm going to say that if every one of the 300,000 that are listening all voted, pretty much we'd right. win any race that came up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But
lazy.
No one did. No one did. Everybody just sat back and said, well, this is the way it's always been. So it's not the perfect candidate. So they voted a different way.
So we have two new nominees now. The old Supreme Court, state Supreme Court nominees of the governor that Anthony was asking about. You know, the old ones were thrown out. It's been a while now. We have some new nominees that just came out this week. We don't know too much about them. We don't know what their thoughts on gun rights are at this point. We also don't know whether the State House Democrats will just oppose them and just because they're the governor's nominees, as they did last time.
Right.
One of them used to work with the governor in the U.S. Attorney's Office and has been a judge for a few years. The other works in the utility, you know, in overseeing utilities, among other things. But we really don't know too much about where they stand on gun rights at
this
point.
Other than the fact that Governor Krispy Kreme nominated him.
Correct.
So we know that they can't be good.
Correct.
Not for us.
So we're going to report back on this, Scott, as we progress.
Absolutely.
Have any control anyway. A backdoor deal will be done, and we get it stuck to us again.
I don't know if there are going to be backdoor deals between the Republicans and Democrats in Trenton, but I can tell you we will find out more about where they stand on gun rights in general, and we will report back and let you know.
You know, we know where they stand. I don't even think we have to wait for the jury to come back. We know where they stand.
This is Christmas music?
Will you stop?
Well,
one
of them's former military, so.
That's not bad.
That's true. One of them is former military.
Salvation Army or real military?
It's all political. It doesn't matter. We've got plenty of police chiefs out there who are former military, pro-gun in their private life.
I'm just trying to hold out a little hope because Anthony's in such a bad mood today.
I know, yeah. Ooh, he's getting there. I know. Here comes a little Christmas music for you. Calm down.
Yeah, thanks.
Listen, when we come back, we're going to talk a lot about that the two Utes who hijacked a car or tried to hijack a car in Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
And thank God for our justice system. We'll be back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
You're lucky he doesn't have the axe today. Yeah. We're coming back. That's nice, right? That's me, actually. Yeah. We're talking about that Portland, Oregon thing, and it was a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old. We're all familiar with it by now. Let's listen to a news report about it.
Portland police say two boys, ages 7 and 11, tried to carjack a woman. This was in the parking lot of the Freedom Foursquare Church at Southeast 160th and Alder yesterday. Police found a loaded .22-caliber handgun in the 11-year-old's pocket. K2's Patrick Preston is live at the church tonight. Patrick, you came face to face with that 11-year-old today.
You know, and it came as a bit of a surprise, in fact. The 7-year-old and the 11-year-old are considered too young for juvenile detention, and so police dropped them off with their parents yesterday. Well, today I was standing out here talking with the victim of the attempted carjacking when the 11-year-old walked right up to us during our interview.
I didn't think it was real. They're just two very little kids, 7 and 11.
Amy Garrett never saw it coming, sitting in her truck waiting for her parents to leave church when the 11-year-old led the boys' approach.
He was like showing me his gun, and I asked him if it was real, and he was like, you don't ever ask somebody if it's real, that's how you get yourself shot. And then he said it was fully loaded and cocked and ready to go. He told me that he was going to blow my brains out if I didn't give him something.
Garrett refused to give up her truck or her money or her phone to the two boys, so she decided to drive away and then dial 911.
My heart was like beating a million miles an hour. I'm surprised it didn't completely beat out of my chest. I was very, very scared.
That was Saturday, and unfortunately, Garrett's fear came back on Sunday.
And that is the kid right there.
When the 11-year-old walked right up to us during our interview.
You're the 11-year-old with a gun? Talk to your parents, please. We can't talk to you, unfortunately, because you're under 18 years old. But can you grab your parents and come on back?
Yeah.
The boy's age prevents us from interviewing him without his parents' permission. Once he walked away, he never returned, and neither did his parents.
I don't want to be here right now.
Garrett eventually stopped worrying, knowing we were there as well as other church members. She's even hopeful the boys will get more involved in the church after more time has passed.
What gets me about this, the whole thing, is the reporter says we couldn't interview him or show his face on camera because of his age. The cops couldn't prosecute these kids because they're too young.
Yeah, and they're out with a loaded gun.
A loaded gun.
Carjacking people.
Right.
And they bring him home.
They bring him home to his parents, who should be shot. Where did this kid get a loaded .22 caliber gun? And what the hell is going on with society?
We're dumb. We're dumb.
And this is a perfect example of what we talk about all the time. You can't really trust anybody anymore. You can't trust anyone. You have the problem that police have all the time is the fact that I've talked to a number of veteran cops who said, I'd rather face a 40-year-old man who's holding me down with a gun than a 16-year-old kid, because a 16-year-old kid's got no conscience at all.
No conscience and no fear of death at 16 years old.
Right.
They feel invincible.
Yeah.
When we were young, you know, you did tricks on your bicycle, you jumped off shit. Yeah. Then when you got a little older and smarter, you're like, whoa. I could get hurt. But this is where we're moving now.
Yeah.
This is where we're moving. And everybody has to get used to it. Because, you know, we have other things to be proud of in this country. We're approaching 48 million people on food stamps.
Yay!
All right? What was once the most powerful nation in the world is a crippled, in debt facade of a powerful nation.
Absolutely,
okay?
Right.
We're not to be proud that we have 48 million people on food stamps.
But you know what the talk of it is? Cory Booker tweeting that this is terrible how these people have to live. 48 million people have to live on $30 a week. No, Mr. Booker, it wasn't meant to live on. That's the whole freaking point we're missing.
You know, Scott, I want to ask you something right now. We talk about the strong gun laws in New Jersey. They just catch a shitbag for gun trafficking, okay? Was caught with guns that he was driving up from southern states and selling in Newark. Sandy, this is his guy's name is Daquan Wells, okay? And Andre Das in Elizabeth. Mm. They both pleaded guilty to gun trafficking, and our AG, Jeff Chisea, who stopped his apology tour
and
to all the mosques.
Drug trafficking and manufacturing crystal meth.
Because, you know, Chisea went to all the mosques and apologized for the NYPD surveillance and everything. Because, we don't want to hurt feelings. But now, Scott, these two guys, drug trafficking, bath salts, and guns, under federal and state laws, they were both sentenced to 5 years each. Does that seem fair?
No, especially when you compare it to what happened to Brian Aitken.
Yeah, okay? Exactly,
you know,
right.
Who did nothing wrong and wound up with a 7-year sentence. So no, it's not fair.
Well, he stopped at his mother's house. That was the problem, and had dinner. Yeah.
Does this seem fair? I mean, so they're going to do 2.5 years in prison.
Right.
For drug and gun trafficking.
Right. And
but if I stop
on the
for
street.
Coffee, what am I looking at? If I stop for coffee, what
seven,
same
to,
thing,
maximum
seven to 10. 10.
7 to 10.
With no criminal intent.
Right. Well, where's the problem? Where's the
problem?
Us,
we're
here?
Dumb.
Yes, that's right. We vote for it. We constantly vote for it. And you know what the problem I find is? A lot of the guys, and there's a, I just visited a new trap club the other day, and the guys there are great. I mean, they're real old timers. They're really nice, very welcoming, really great people. But nobody there is familiar, because you know how I am. I just started spouting off about New Jersey gun laws, and they were looking at me like I had four heads, because they're trap shooters, they're shotgunners, and nobody's touching their shotgun, and they're not familiar with the insanity of gun laws. I remember this, the guy was saying, I remember when we used to go to Atlantic City and shoot trap off the boardwalk. I said, yeah, go ahead and try that now.
You know, and Chisaya says that they're doing everything they can to stop the trafficking of these deadly weapons. 5 years in prison, wake the F up, people. Seriously, 5 years in prison, trafficking guns and bath salts.
For 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Feliz Navidad.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car.
Yes, and we have to deal with him.
All right, Americans, fellow Americans, yes, you know, sir. We've had the apology tour, and we can't hurt the feelings
you can't
of
say
the
apology
radical
tour.
Muslim terrorists.
Don't you realize
anything?
That was PolitiFact said that that was one of the biggest lies of the year?
Yeah, I know.
That this was a, Obama didn't go on an apology tour.
Okay, here's a great one.
Yeah.
Our current administration got together with the State Department and rewrote the 75-page Army manual on how to properly deal with the Taliban. You guys hear about this yet?
I heard about it.
Scott, did Sandy, you didn't hear about it yet?
Yeah,
did you know that it says that the reason why the deadly attacks against our soldiers from the Taliban and the Afghans is because of American ignorance? Okay?
Really?
It's our cultural ignorance. We have to stop telling them to advocate women's rights.
Oh.
We can't criticize their pedophilia. Yeah. We can't criticize any Afghans. We can't mention homosexuality or homosexual content. We can't mention anything about torturing of animals. We're supposed to smile. Okay,
oh.
I spent time
what
in the sandbox,
I know
not
you.
In the military.
Yeah, you
did
were
you
saying...
know the Muslim community says sex with men for recreation, sex with women for procreation?
Well, you said it was the strangest thing after a few weeks when you started to notice that there was something missing and it was
Women.
Young women.
Yes.
Wow.
If one more guy gave me the eye when I was in the Middle East. But let me tell you something. We have to apologize.
That's going to burn itself into
I don't
the back
give a
of my
shit.
Brain, huh?
We have to apologize, and we have to handle them with kid gloves. Pull out. Get out already. Yeah. Get out already.
Well, like you say, let them hate us for
hands.
Free.
That's right. Stop spending the money. Let them hate us for free. What do you guys think about this? That they rewrote the manual. Ooh, hoo, hoo. We have to treat them
again,
with kid gloves.
He's surprised at this. You have a Justice Department that sues Arizona because they just want to uphold the law. You have Fast and Furious buried. You have
Benghazi.
Benghazi, like it never happened. Now they come out and say, oh, well, you know.
And now Menendez, Che Menendez.
Now Che Menendez.
Told you he was illegal.
Yeah. Look, he just hires illegals.
These are symptoms of an underlying problem.
Yeah,
and
that's a very good
we're going to see more of this kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, I think we all need to get used to it. And, you know, right now what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right.
Yeah, the world is upside down right now.
And it's going to get worse. So
Scott,
prepare yourself.
I love you. But if you don't start getting angry like Ainsley Reynolds, you're off the show. Okay?
He's a lawyer. He has to...
my God.
I save my anger for the right place.
Right. I like when Scott comes on because he's a buffer here.
Shut up. Okay. So let's talk about Illinois.
Yes,
you notice Anthony Tazzi. I didn't pronounce the S.
Yes.
Illinois.
Yes.
Let's talk about Illinois and let's talk about what happened, Scott, and how this affects us.
Well, obviously, we've heard it's made national headlines is for the first time, we now have a federal appeals court that has essentially upheld right to carry. Okay. And what it did was Illinois had a complete ban on carry of handguns.
Firearms period anywhere.
And the federal appeals court struck that down and basically told the Illinois legislature, you know, you've got to rewrite the law. So this is a huge victory for right to carry. And, you know, obviously people around the country are celebrating, but it's a limited victory because what we're fighting for in our New Jersey case and a lot of the other cases that are going to the Supreme Court are shall issue carry.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
As opposed to discretionary or may issue carry.
Which is what New Jersey falls
under. Yeah.
And
what happened in Illinois, it was no issue carry.
Right, right.
So it's the baseline. Okay. We now have a federal appeals court that said you can't ban all carry altogether. So now what do you think Illinois is going to do? Okay. Illinois is going to probably pass a law that is as close to the constitutional line as possible. In fact, I would venture to guess they'll probably use a model like New Jersey, okay, okay, or
yeah,
Massachusetts,
you go, right.
And you
or
know,
Hawaii,
because
well, Hawaii's a non-carry state.
After all, we have carry in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, oh, right.
It's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just nobody can qualify
nobody can
under
qualify
the standard.
To get
so,
it. Yeah.
So this doesn't. Yes, this is a very good thing. Okay, we need to celebrate it in the same way we celebrated Heller, okay, on the way up before it got to the Supreme Court because it's. You know, I've talked on this show about what I term a judicial conspiracy
yes.
against right to carry, okay, where it seems like all these judges are trying to limit Heller and McDonald and say your right, your Second Amendment rights end at your front door. Okay, this is the first one that actually says, first a federal appeals court that says the opposite. It says self-defense is as important outside your home as inside the home, and it criticizes that case from New York State from a couple of weeks
yes.
ago,
yeah,
the Kuchelski
right.
case.
This
right.
was Judge Posner that wrote this.
Yeah, and Posner yeah. is no great friend of the Second Amendment. So, but
right,
what
right.
he is he's an honest judge. Okay.
Wait
very
a minute.
Rare today.
You could say those two words in together. Like
very
that?
Rarely. It won't happen again. Don't take any odds on that, Anthony.
Okay.
But you know, he's no friend of the Second Amendment. But he basically said, look, we're not going to hash through an argument about what the Second Amendment protects and the history of the Second Amendment. He basically said Heller has spoken. Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken in Heller and McDonald, and has basically said that the right of self-defense is protected. And he's taking it the next logical step further, which is the right of self-defense is as important outside the home as inside. And he basically criticizes the New York court, you know, in Kuchelski and all the other courts that have said, no, it's limited to the home because the facts of Heller involved the home.
Including New Jersey, Jeff Chiesa.
Right.
Yes.
And he basically that court and that judge says, no, if anything, unlike in the First Amendment, where certain privacy issues are more important in the home than outside the home, okay, that the Second Amendment's as important, and you can't just look the other way and pretend.
Scott, when we come back, I want to discuss how it impacts New Jersey's cases, and also a quick news brief. Bob Costas, still short, still stupid.
Oh, nice.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic.
Dr. Eric Waldorf, CHIRO.com, Bridgewater, New Jersey, Pro 2A, NRA instructor, NRA life member, ANJRPC life member, NJ2AS life member. Does it get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen? Seriously,
yeah,
if you or your loved ones need health care, Waldorf Chiropractic, ask for Dr. Eric. If you mention us, you will get a free thermal image or a free consultation. He will take your
lollipop.
Insurance. Do not give your money to the anti-gun bastards that are everywhere around us.
You said
please.
The B word again.
I don't give a shit. I'm on a tear today.
Can we get the doctor in here to give Anthony an adjustment? He needs an attitude adjustment today.
I need both. I need David's Massage Oasis and Dr. Eric both in here just beating the shit out of me today. I need some Thorazine or
some kind of
horse's veterinarian kind of muscle relaxing. I'm sorry. I'm fired up. I'm fed up. I'm fired up.
Okay?
I'm the grandchild of immigrants that came to this country that worked hard. And on their deathbeds, all four of them, if you had asked them where the welfare office, unemployment, or any other shit was, they would not have told you where it was. They worked until they died.
Yep.
They worked two or three jobs to make a better life.
This is
not how America was supposed to turn into. We are not supposed to be a debtor state full of people that are takers with their hands out. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of lying politicians. I'm tired of two-faced judges, okay?
Right.
It's over.
And it turns out, just like you saw after Hurricane Sandy, with people standing on their roofs waiting for the government
Correct.
To come and help.
Correct.
And they're still there. FEMA trailers are, you know, they're closed for the holidays, and that's just the way it is here, you know. See, because as soon as Obama got back on his plane and flew away,
he'll be in Hawaii when we discuss the fiscal cliff, too.
Did you see
He'll be on a different cliff.
Did you see that book that came out? It's all the rage now in Britain. It compares the royal family in Britain to the Obamas for how much it costs to support them. And the Brits are upset because it costs $57 million a year to support the royal family. Obama last year, $1.4 billion. Billion dollars. Can you imagine the stones that it takes?
Give him a scepter, baby.
You betcha. Well, we elected him.
All right,
twice.
So Scott, back to Illinois. How does it affect us in New Jersey and our lawsuits that you are spearheading? Tell us.
Well, the first thing it does is obviously this is a rally cry for the country. It's a great decision. Our case is a different issue. Okay, what this does is it puts the spotlight of attention on the issue, but there is still a race to get shall issue versus may issue to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's what our case is about. That's what the New York case was about and several others nationwide. What this does is it creates the baseline issue. It's kind of like what Heller was. Heller was, what's the baseline before you get to anything else? Is it an individual right or isn't it? This is the next step, okay, with right to carry is, you know, can you ban right to carry or can't you? And Illinois says, no, you can't ban it altogether. Our cases are about whether you can create a permitting system that effectively denies that right. And that's what we have in Jersey. Okay, we have right to carry, like we talked about, but in point of fact, it's what Evan Knappen calls de facto no carry, because it's virtually impossible for the average person to get that permit.
Great term.
So, you know, what we're looking at is there are going to be other applications of this Illinois case. It will come up in other contexts. It definitely will have a positive impact. It probably...
You said it'll have a positive impact.
Yes.
For New Jersey. So it's one
yes,
more
it's
notch.
Yes, but it's indirect. It's indirect. But yes, it'll be another notch. It is a breath of sanity in a sea of insanity.
But what good is all this going to do when you've got a president who just believes in executive fiat? I mean, this guy everything he does, quote unquote, I'm making air quotes here, it makes for good radio, under the radar. Everything he does is under the radar. So everything he does is by executive order. So he doesn't have to take the political flack, and they're learning very well. He's got people in there who are leading him in the same direction, and it's working. You look at the general public's view of gun ownership, and every time some whack job goes out and shoots up a friggin' mall, we're gonna have this same discussion.
Yet while that's going on, thousands of people are getting killed by drunk drivers,
every
and we don't blame the
day.
Car or the
Correct.
Alcohol.
Correct.
That's
but
right.
we're
right?
sitting here having this great preaching to the choir conversation. We need to get people to listen to this show, to get educated about what realities are, because you're never going to hear this in the mainstream media.
Start giving your friends and family who are anti-gun, gun-for-hire slaps in the back of the head.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? How's that? Give them knock their glasses right off their face, knock their bridge right out of their mouth. I don't give a shit. When they say something stupid, slap them in the back of the head. When we come back, Scott, you better have some real shit for me to chew on, or I'm going to be in trouble.
I'm going to have a legal disclaimer for your last tirade to keep you out of trouble.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And it's the only stocking stuffer that can actually save her life. But if you want to get it, you better do it soon, because there is very few days left till Christmas.
So this portion is sponsored by David's Massage Oasis, dmo.massagetherapy.com.
Another great Christmas gift.
David's been selling a ton of gift certificates for the holidays. Okay, Scott, you cheap bastard. You should go out
nice.
And buy some for your fiance and your family. He's also a certified massage therapist for people with medical conditions and chemotherapy.
Yep.
Dave is the real deal. He delivers. Yeah. Yeah. He has a beautiful office that he shares with a physician in Bergen County in Ridgefield. Gift certificates available on his website are in person. Second Amendment advocate, strong supporter
yeah.
of the 2A.
Always here.
He's been selling
always
a lot
here.
Of gift certs because of us for the holiday season, so I want to thank everybody.
Yes, thank you
for
all
doing
for supporting
that. Really, it's been great. And so, Scott, we know. Listen, everybody's frustrated in New Jersey, and you know, right away they read the the Illinois decision and they see reference to New York. So right away, they're like, oh, we're going to be screwed again because New Jersey is always going to be screwed. And they get pissed off, too, when the NRA says, you know, now with this win, all states have right to carry. And people say, wait a minute, but New Jersey really doesn't have a right to carry, you know, per se. We have a right to carry, but there's less than 1,600 people that have right to carry in the state of New Jersey.
Out of 9 million people.
So how are you guys, all of you legal eagles that are working on this and with NRA and SAF and Gura and Schmutter and everybody else, Jensen, what are you going to use this Illinois thing for? How is this going to help us?
Well, first, let me just say my email's been lighting up too this past week with a lot of people saying, well, what about Jersey? When for Jersey? Look, we're on course, okay, as I've said on this show, we are going to be bringing the right to carry issue to the U.S. Supreme Court by 2014. We'll probably have a decision. It's going there. The pieces are in place throughout the country. One or more of these cases will make it there. So what I've been telling people is just hang on a little bit longer. This issue will be clarified by the U.S. Supreme Court, hopefully sooner rather than later, for reasons previously discussed.
Yes,
we cannot afford
yep.
to lose one of our yep. so-called conservative justices.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but you know, this is the pieces are in place. People need to understand that this is not a six-month game. This is a 10 to 20-year unfoldment of gun rights. Once Heller and McDonald started the baseline, now it's in a process of unfolding. We're going to hit each issue systematically in its appropriate time. After the right was established, the next thing is where that right can be exercised outside the home. That's carry. We're eventually going to hit all the issues. So people need to hold on. They need to, you know, if people want to help, what they need to do is contribute to the organizations that are bringing these cases, okay? Contribute to ANJRPC, contribute to NRA, which was instrumental in the Illinois cluster of cases, and, you know, contribute to SAF that has spearheaded the New Jersey case. If you want to get more involved, you can, but, I mean, the pieces are in place, and I can tell you, you know, my hope is that the Jersey case is one of the ones that gets before the U.S. Supreme Court, because, in my opinion, it's the best one out there.
I'm getting a seat for that, by the way.
Well, we all will.
I'll be there every day.
We all will, but it's not a guarantee that the Jersey case will make it there.
Right.
There are other cases ahead of it in time, and, you know, what is likely to happen is one or more of the cases that are coming at the same time, maybe consolidated and brought together. We're working to see if we can get Jersey in there. We, you know, accelerate the time frame. It remains to be seen. But the bottom line is, people just need to be patient right now. The pieces are in place.
You know, he's on the show. He talks like a regular guy. What you don't realize about Scott Bach is he is the puppet master behind this for the whole New Jersey cause.
Right. Yep.
He ties the ANJRPC to the NRA. He communicates with the SAF. He is the guy. He's also him and Frank Fiamingo from NJ2AS communicate all the time back and forth because those are our two big New Jersey organizations. He is the puppet master in the background that is putting all of these pieces in place so that someday we are going to get what we want in the state of
someday
New Jersey.
Someday soon. Sooner than you think.
We hope. You know, Scott, while we're on that, one of our sponsors is New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and I just wanted to talk about them right now. If you haven't joined, NJ2AS.com. And again, they're having on December 15th.
Keep it in the back, Waxing.
Yes. Scott, be careful there. I think he just fell.
I think he did. The
ladies of NJ2AS met with Linda Stender, and they talked to her about an ammo ban. They're having a contest. NJ2AS is having a contest, Think Membership Contest. They're also having a writing essay for high school students.
Nice.
If you haven't joined yet, NJ2AS.com. They're a very, very young organization and fighting for our 2A rights in the state of New Jersey. Please, please, please stick with them. Scott, quick one. This was a letter. The U.S. Constitution should control, but the Constitution is not self-enforcing. You wrote this, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, talk about the Constitution, please.
That's a pretty broad subject, Anthony.
And hey, Scott, you've got a minute to do it.
Come on, we got an email from a guy. Why isn't the Constitution self-enforcing? Like,
yeah,
why can't,
okay,
I mean,
this
Heller
is,
and McDonald?
Yeah, everybody, and I get this a lot, okay? Heller and McDonald passed, and they're like, well, how come we still have bad laws in New Jersey and in New York State and in Massachusetts and Illinois? And the answer is the Constitution is not self-enforcing. Just because we have a Supreme Court case that said we have that right, the laws that have been crafted and in place for 50 years don't automatically fall. We have to exert energy at that.
Yep.
And that's what we've been doing. So, you know, to those folks, I say, again, be patient. It's going to happen. It's just not going to happen overnight. In a state with honest governance, they would see the handwriting on the wall and they try to be proactive and do something. But as I've said many times before, you know, this state is going to have to be dragged kicking and screaming into the post-Heller and McDonald era. And guess what? We aim to do it.
Oh, by the way, that was from Orlando Silva.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years. With four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly
if you could
shine.
Just be a fly on the wall in the studio when we're off the commercial break.
I can't Greek-Roman wrestle while doing the radio show. Oil everywhere.
Hey, we're lucky he did not bring his hatchet in today. So.
I left it in my office. Yes. I didn't bring it into the studio.
I get that.
Real quick, this segment is sponsored by Get Out Safe New Jersey. And you want to meet Frank DeMayo on Route 10 in Whippany. His website is survivalequipmentnj.com. Check him out. Great guy. He has a Facebook page, Get Out Safe NJ. Let me tell you something. All of our listeners have been stopping by, buying stuff.
Right.
I just get an email from Corey. I got an email from Bob Crifossi. They stopped by. Sean McElry. They all got advice. They bought stuff from Frank. They ordered stuff from Frank. Listen, it's coming again. We have another storm this week coming. Be prepared,
bitches.
And
this isn't something that you guys are going to think about for Christmas. And it's not something that you know they're going to be like, oh, Grandpa, thanks so much for the food that lasts 25 years.
Yeah.
But when the shit hits the fan, this is something that you should really go out. I stocked up on a bunch of those blankets, and someone stopped over the house the other day and said, what is that? Between that and the Cyalume light sticks. And I'm like, well, these are blankets, and these are, I said, I bought them as Christmas gifts for my father-in-law and mother-in-law.
See, I have Indian blankets hermetically sealed, so if my neighbors come over, I give them to them because they have smallpox in them.
Nice. I like that. Very good. I never thought about that.
Here, take these home and open them.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to worry about dealing with them anymore.
Moving on.
Listen to this. What about, you know, this hurts our cause. This jackass goes to a gun store and tries to sell his gun.
Oh, boy.
And they won't give him what he wants for the gun. He puts his 7-year-old in the booster seat and gets in his pickup truck, supposedly, and does a chamber check or something and shoots his 7-year-old son in the chest.
Now's the time to do a chamber check. Inside, after you've already carried that gun around for an hour.
NRA rule number one is always keep the gun pointed in a safe direction.
Yep.
Listen, he's going to have to live with the fact that he killed his son for the rest of his life, okay?
But he just rained shit down on our parade,
everybody,
too.
But he has to live with that fact that he killed his 7-year-old child, this idiot, this moron, because rule number one is
safe
direction.
Can you say moron, idiot? I mean, is that slander? No, the guy's a moron.
I don't give a shit.
Truth
I would say it to
defense.
His
truth
face.
Truth is a defense.
I would. Yeah, truth is a defense.
And opinion is protected.
Thank you, counselor.
And opinion is protected. Thank
That'll
you, counselor.
That'll be $100, by the way, Anthony.
Oh, hold on. The check is in the mail. This does not help our cause.
That's
when somebody
good.
Does something
no,
stupid.
No, it doesn't.
Like that, okay? I'm not happy about that.
Or going in to shoot up a shopping mall.
You know, here's a great one. You guys are going to love this. In Yuma, Arizona, the Border Patrol was patrolling the border,
yes.
And they see these casks of drugs, and they elude, they find out, they go to the Mexican side. They're using a CO2 cannon to shoot the drugs over the border, like you would see a clown use in a circus.
Oh, you gotta
I have a
forever.
Great idea.
Yes.
Let's employ the same thing to send the illegals back.
Load them in a cannon like the guy
you have
used
our,
to shoot
You have our Border Patrol agents dressed up like clowns. You have someone there juggling. You shoot confetti out of
Only
the cannon.
Only on this show will you hear
and
this.
And then you put the illegals in the cannon and shoot them back over.
That's great. I like it. I like it. I can see it now. There's another image on that burned into the back of my brain. That's very good. Only on this show would you hear some
Scott,
solution.
Scott, what do you think?
Goes right up there with the electric bleachers.
I think Eric Holder could shoot his Fast and Furious guns over the border that
yeah,
way,
he
too.
Could shoot. Yeah, why
imagine,
smuggle them
Imagine
now,
some man. Mexicans in Tijuana, and all of a sudden they see people streaking through the air.
I like it, though.
It would send a signal.
Yes, it sure
It would send a signal.
Yes.
You know, speaking of Mexico, I don't know if you are going to talk about this in a future show, but I don't know if you've heard about this American, this Marine, who is in prison in Mexico.
Yes.
He was on his way to Central America. And maybe we should save that for another show.
No, he had a disassembled antique shotgun that was his grandfather's.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not a stupid.
And he's in jail right now, and we've got to get him out.
But U.S. approved him to take it to Mexico.
And they told him,
they gave
told
him
no,
the paperwork.
No problem, no problem. You'll get right through.
Yeah, he got right through, all right.
And now he took it to Mexico, and guess what?
Well, you know why? He's not a cartel member, and it's not a rocket or grenade launcher.
Right.
Someone sent me breaking news. Media Matters caught conspiring against Fox News. No.
No, really?
Say it isn't so. I told you, our
Media
president
Matters is, you know, it's a watchdog.
Our president was elected with the backing of the largest special interest group in the history of the United States.
Idiots?
And that was the media.
Oh.
No, that was the media.
The media?
That was the media.
That's very true.
Yes, okay.
They're not biased.
And that's the problem in this country. The largest special interest group, and it's not going to change.
No, it isn't going to change.
It's not going to change.
We got four more years of that.
Ugh, we're in trouble.
Yes.
You know, I got some more letters here, I think. Let me see. I got one from Hisham. He's going to school in Rutgers.
Right.
And guess what? In Rutgers in Newark, crime is rampant now. It's holiday season. All the students are getting mugged. He came here.
Yeah,
and
you won't hear about it.
No, he came here and he bought all the lipstick bodyguards. Okay,
nice.
Brett Haberlin, same thing. His wife goes to school there every day. She's going for his master's degree. All the women are being robbed of their purses and their electronic devices and everything. By the way, that stuff I put in Scott's water,
it's working. Yeah,
yes,
that's good.
Exactly.
Nice.
He just had to leave the studio because I put itching powder in
I
his
like
water.
That. Yeah.
But crime is rampant going on in Rutgers right now. You know, and the kids aren't allowed to arm themselves. If you're caught
no,
with a
God
knife
forbid.
In
yeah,
Rutgers,
right.
you'll be expelled.
Are you serious?
Yes. You can't have a knife on campus.
Oh, because okay? it's a state school.
Correct. But the shit-ems
oh, they can
have
anything.
Whatever
can
they
have
want.
Automatic
and the
weapons
shit bags.
If they want.
Dude, imagine shooting shit bags out of a CO2 cannon.
Oh, that'd be great.
The
right
shit
into
bag.
The shit bag raider. You get a bigger hopper for the
me.
Shit bag raider.
Could you
and
imagine?
And you should shoot them directly into the hopper of the shit
But it
bag
could
raider.
Be a game that you have to try to get them into the entrance, the mouth of the shit bag raider.
Oh, yeah.
If you miss, so what?
Well, so you want, you know, so, you try again.
So Rutgers is rampant with crime, okay? And it's a real bummer. And guess what? This is New Jersey. Running cower, students.
There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things. But you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, We chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. Ah, yes, it's time once again for one of our favorite segments, the Criminals Not Ready for Prime Time. In this week's segment, Jackery Walker, 19, pleaded guilty to one count of bank robbery in Wachahaxee, Texas, and was sentenced to 37 months in prison. He made the mistake of asking a teller at the First Convenience Bank to access his account, giving the teller, of course, his Social Security number. Only then, when realizing he had no money left, as so many of us do when we find ourselves in the same predicament, he decided to rob the place. DeMarco Miles, also 19, was arrested in Washington, D.C. for rape after he, as rapists sometimes fatuously do, decided that his second victim might be kinda sweet on him. So he left her his name and phone number, anticipating a follow-up date. Well, it looks like California is running neck and neck with the Garden State for the Fruitcake Justice Award. Samuel Cutrafelli, 31, filed a lawsuit in Sacramento Superior Court claiming that 90-year-old Jay Leone had, quote, negligently shot him. The problem stems from an incident that occurred when Cutrafelli broke into Leone's home, totally unaware that the homeowner was there. When the 90-year-old reached for one of his stashed handguns, Cutrafelli shot him in the jaw and then pulled the trigger at point-blank range at Leone's head. But he was out of bullets. The homeowner responded by shooting the intruder several times, which apparently Mr. Cutrafelli feels was completely unnecessary. Yes, in California, just like in New Jersey, you can be sued by a perpetrator if he's injured while robbing you and trying to kill you in your own home. Apparently, America loves Chicago-style politics, which is arguably just as crappy as their pizza, because they voted to keep it for another 4 years. Yay! So, in our effort to keep you apprised, here's what you can look for coming to a neighborhood near you soon. In October, a federal appeals court overturned the bribery conviction of a City of Chicago zoning inspector on the grounds that the bribes that he was convicted of taking were way too small to be covered by federal law. Also in October, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel disbanded the city's ethics board after a 25-year run in which it never found an alderman in violation, even though during the same time, 20 aldermen were convicted of felonies. Chicago's a lot like New Jersey, except we have better pizza. And who says your tax dollars are wasted? In what it calls a parental involvement program, the City of Chicago announced in October that it would give, quote, previously uninterested parents $25 Walgreens gift cards if they would just come by the school to pick up their kids' report cards. Now that's money well spent, justifiably enough for a tax increase. Oh wait, they're doing that.
I want to say something about this gun buyback in Camden. Scott, what's our attorney general's name? You said I pronounced it wrong.
It's Jeff Chasa.
Jeff Chasa. Our esteemed attorney general is behind this gun buyback program in Camden. And as Evan Knappen would say, this illegal,
yeah, illegal
gun buyback program
unless
in Camden.
Unless the pastor of the Baptist church has an FFL.
Yes, illegal gun buyback program by Jeff
Chasa.
Jeff Chasa. Stick around every time I need to say his name.
But
Jeff
Chasa. Here's the issue, okay? Did you see in Connecticut some woman turned in a, quote-unquote, I'm making air quotes again, a Nazi assault rifle?
Yes. It was a machine gun.
Yeah, it was a machine gun.
A Sturm, whatever.
This is history.
It was worth 30 to 40 grand.
Yeah. Right. Chopped up for what was it, a Walmart gift
card? No, they didn't give
it
back to her.
Oh, no.
They're letting her sell it to a museum or something.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
there was
nice.
A cop with a clear head that thought about it. You know, King Mike in New York York, you know, they acquitted the 1,600 looter cases, right? Now there's a shitload of cases. They found that evacuated penthouses were all looted during Hurricane Sandy.
Right.
And none of the penthouses and
all
apartments
Bloomberg supporters
had forced entry signs.
Yeah, amazing.
So they're assuming it was either inside job or people did insurance jobs themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
I might lean toward the latter. They're Bloomberg buddies.
So, you know, here's another one. In Hunterdon County, New Jersey, five houses were robbed within like a 20-block radius, and they all used the same cleaning service.
Ooh.
Okay? We talk about this in part of our learning segments and everything. You know, you have to be careful who comes into your house, what level of security you use in your house. You know, you're going to give a cleaning service a key to your house, they're going to make a copy.
Right.
You know, or you're going to be home to let them in. You're going to leave stuff laying around. They're constantly casing the joint. You know, maybe you need to have one room that's off limits where you store stuff. You know, people get relaxed. Oh, Joanne's been my cleaning lady for the past 20 years, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, Joanne's got a boyfriend who's a methamphetamine or an opiate junkie or someone develops a gambling problem. But, you know, talk about dumb. Let's rob five houses that we clean because we're not going to get caught.
Well, it's the way it is.
But again, always being aware, having levels of security, levels of preparedness. When you open your house to strangers and cleaning services, you're opening your house to the susceptibility that you're going to be a victim of crime.
Right.
So you better start preparing for it one way or another. Okay, maybe somebody should be there to let them in. They shouldn't have keys to come and go as they please. What do you think, Scott?
I think you should start a house cleaning service, Gun for Hire House Cleaning.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
I could clean a house. It costs me $25, 5 gallons worth of gas. Spotless when I'm done. The fire department comes to save the foundation
and they hose
and
it down. It'd be wonderful.
Okay, just like that.
That's incredible. You know, I've had the same person cleaning my home now for about 12 years.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten
a
tip.
She sucks at it.
But she doesn't steal.
But she doesn't steal. So I keep her. It's great, isn't it? This is what it's come to. But you're absolutely right. How do you trust anybody? And my wife keeps saying, we got to really just change cleaning people. And I'm like, no, I won't do it. And I'm always there when they come. But still, I don't.
They're casing your joint. They're watching your stuff. They see your computers.
Right.
They see you polishing your Hope Diamond.
The Hope Diamond.
Yeah. Are we done?
Well, not till you tell me what you got going on at Gun for Hire Academy.
Oh, my God. On Wednesday, January 2nd, in Belleville, First Steps Airsoft and BB Gun. If you're buying your kids or grandchildren a airsoft BB or pellet gun, make sure they don't shoot their eye out. Let them take a course with Gun for Hire. On January 5th, if you want to become an NRA instructor, we're doing that in Belleville. On Sunday, January 27th, the Gun for Hire test drive. 16 guns, 144 rounds of ammo. We only have about 30 slots left for that, but we have gift certificates. On Sunday, February 24th, Smokin' Gun 3, $250 a person, food, eats, guns, ammo, cigars at my private club
food
in Fairfield.
Guns go together.
Also, Gun for Hire alumni get 50% off all classes. Build-A-Bear, if you want to build your own AR, perfect gift for someone. We're selling gift certificates for that.
Better
with Jimmy
do it
the
now.
Gun Guy. If you want to have a holiday building party or wellness party or a holiday shooting party, contact Gun for Hire. We'll hook you up.
Cool.
On that note, I'm out of here, bitches.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Attorney Scott Bach, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do wish you a very Merry Christmas. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Please stay safe.